Anyway, yeah.
Let me get off.
Sorry.
You want to just say it if you don't mind.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm a Mar. Continuing dissecting of the Braisa of the Bnei Seva Tokum. Yochi Yadvena B'mamin. Could it be you have to spend money to be Mahadir him? Just a kima doesn't cost money, the hidda doesn't cost money. Regular Gemara, the kima that's bechasin kiss. How do you know kima doesn't cost money? What, kima doesn't include even a case where he's going to lose money by standing up? He's working on the diamond. So maybe kima does cost money.
What's costing the money over here?
It's bitter malacha. Hello, Akish kima
the hit. Done faster?
What? Yeah, whatever it is, he's going to lose. The bit of malacha is going to cost him money. Yeah,
but time sensitive thing, son. Huh?
Yeah.
It's not
trigger. What? It's not trigger. Malacha maginos is a very, I guess, specific kind of malacha that if you stop in the middle, it's not going to, you won't finish in time, or you won't have the same value, whatever. Adhok, bhokhi, kaw, mikame, but the malacha. Oh, so you see, kima could cost money. So how do you know? Elo, like this. Akash kima lehidr. Start in the other direction. Bimakash kima to hidr. My hidr shein by bittul. Just like hidr has no bittul. What is hidr have no bittul? Rashi. First skinny line. The enlarge in hidr, what does hidr mean? Lehidr means the siyas panim. To show him kavod. Oy b'mamin. Because that's what we're talking about now. You have to use your money to be mahadir him. Oy b'kibid varim. V'ein b'mashma oy bittul malachim. Hidr is not mashma. There's no bit of malach of hidr. So therefore, we're makash kima to hidr. My hidr shimba bitul, af kima shimba bitul. And now I know that we're talking about a type of kima that doesn't have bitul. So it's not the case where he's being knocked be marginosa. Once I know that, I can go in the other direction. Makash nami hidr the kima, ma kima shimba chesun kis, a bitul shimba chesun kis. Meaning here, by its very definition, could have meant chesed kiss. But it couldn't have meant bitul malacha. So, we're makasha back and forth. Just like here, there's not bitul malacha, kima is not bitul malacha. Once kima is not bitul malacha, then the only oifen of kima that shaykh to spend money on is bitul malacha. And I know it's not talking about that now. So kima, by its definition, is not chesed kiss. So mele, we work it back to here. Here, there's also not chesed kiss. Yeah. So what is hidr? Why not? Meaning hidr, they each have one that the other one doesn't have.
The question is, in the case where the hidr is going to cause the kima,
kima. Kima, right. Kima, meaning they both have...
Kima has bittul, but
hidr has bittul, hidr does not. Hidr has an apsharis of that it could mean spending money, but kima does not. The only oifen that kima does is the bit of malacha type of oifen. So once I've erased the option of bit of malacha because of that kashta hidr, I'm now left with a kima that can't cost money. Memeil the hidr also can't cost money. Now, so then what is it? What vadarta then? So, l'chara. We'll see. So I would, what? What's that? What do you mean? He's not roughly, he's not far away, or it's not in the bathroom.
You can see that it's for him. Or
something. Zogt Rashi, Af hidr she'en b'chesun kis. Zogt Rashi, Af hidr she'en b'chesun kis. Val korchich le'nechtev hidr, ela le'drosh. Kidamron lemute amidim rochoik, or lemute beis amerchot. Kidamron, like you guys said, very good. I had a shtickle problem with this because I didn't give you the marmokum, but Rashi, two Rashis ago, Rashi says that the hiddur is nesias ponim, oy b'mamon, oy b'kibud dvarim. Yeah. So I would thought Rashi was going to say, so the maskonis hagemara, that hiddur cannot mean mamon. So what does it mean? Kibud dvarim. Because those are the two options Rashi gave before. But he doesn't say that now, Rashi. He says, you know why I wrote hither? I wrote hither to teach you the drasha, like you guys said, of being far away or being in the berachot. Why did Rashi have to come on to that? I mean, we know that drasha. But Rashi is mashma. It's only written for the drasha. It's not written for any poshut shat of what hither could mean. It's written just to describe the kima. Correct? That's what Rashi said. The kima merochoik is not a mohudr type of kima. The kima in the Merkha is not a mohudr type of kima. Why didn't Rashi say better? Hidr itself has a pshat. Kima dvarim. Rashi said it above the option of kima dvarim. I don't have to come on. Meaning, I'm not using the word. Meaning, when this Rashi is about, it starts off with the words about korkuk. About korkuk means that we have to say this because we have no other pshat. What do you mean? We have another pshat. Rashi said two different maskils ago, keep it warm.
Oh, so I think.
Yeah, but what do you think the marshmallow
cook? Amad, it's true. I don't know. Mechabib it's warm. Whatever that means.
Maybe it means this.
No, this
could be Rashi.
This is the drasha of when you stand up in the merkatz, it doesn't count. If you stand up in the far away, it doesn't count.
It could be Rashi saying after we know the maskana.
You should stand up when it's close to this nikar that you're doing him cover.
Yeah, it's a way of explaining the kibbutz.
Is kibbutz varim dafka words, or is it things that you do to make it obvious that you're giving him cover?
I don't know. I think so. I'm just saying the whole Rashi about korchak. When Rashi starts out about korchak, what Rashi means is that in the regular taicha, what hiddur means, we have no pshat. So we're forced to say that hiddur is just there as for the drasha. Wait a minute, we have a pshat.
So it could be, it means that Rashi is learning that after this drasha, everything is hiddur and kima are intertwined. Because the hiddur is referring to the kima is to the hiddur. It's one big, it's one thing. So you have to say that the kima, the hiddur. How is the hiddur intertwined with the kima? Because only for the drasha.
But again,
it's not a hiddur by itself.
But again, it is.
Then you'd have to spend money.
Right.
But then, once it's put in this pasuk, Rashi is saying the kind of in this pasuk only modifying kima, it's only purpose.
Right.
What
are the words about korkak mean? Like, the words about korkak mean, since we had. In the Hadam, we thought that Hidr had a pshat. In the Hadam with Mom. Now that we took away that pshat, our Korkov, we have to say that the only thing it's doing there is modifying the kibbutz. So I'm saying, stop right there. It has a pshat even without Mom. The pshat is kibbutz bottom. If I was writing the second Rashi, I would have written, in the Hadam, we thought Hidr could mean two things, Mom or kibbutz bottom. Now we know it can only mean kibbutz bottom. The drasha that Rashi brings is also a true drasha, but Rashi's mashma, the drasha is the only pshat. What happened to kibbutz dvarim? That was my kasha. I don't think what you're saying answers that really.
Why doesn't Rashi say that?
It's one kasha.
I'm asking you.
Another kasha we'll deal with after.
Why is the only drasha limiut?
Wait a minute. That's
the first. Drasha is you should get up close. Why is it saying only this? Not from far.
That's the price.
Not on the base of reference.
That's the price. Okay, let's focus on the. So who asked this kasha? The Yavits. The Yavits. Who is the Yavits? I read it to you inside if you don't wear it. In your words, it's harder to find.
It's going to take two.
Yeah, but that's one kasha. Another kasha is what you guys said before. The Yavit has two kashas. He asked that kasha that bothered me. I don't know why that's the kasha that stood out to me. But he asks, he has that, but he has another kasha. He says, why does Rashi have to say that the only reason we need hither is for the drasha of Merachoik and Beis Amerchatz? What do you mean? We need hither for the Hekish. How do you know Kima is not with? How do you know that the Kima is not for Bittul Malacha? The Hekish of Agamara. From hither to Kima, right? We use hither in the Hekish of Agamara. So you need it for the Hekish of Agamara. How do you know Kima is not supposed to cost you money? If you're working on a diamond, you don't have to get up. I learned it from hither. So why did Rashi have to go to the other part of the Braisa to say what we need hither for? I need it for the very Hekish that we're dealing with. It's even a stronger kasha according to my kasha. He has both kashas, but he gives one terrorist to answer both. It's good. I try to find it inside. The print is a different story. Finding it and reading it is a different thing. If you look in the back, like after the Marsha, you have it, or you have it in yours, it's easier in yours. Shlomo, in yours it's easier to find also because you have it together. It's a Kaivit Mefarsha. Kaivit Mefarsha.
Yeah, it's
from a Ravitz. Is that the same
thing? Maybe the whole thing is just talking about the context of the volume. So he's talking about what we need for. He can have a heck yes, and he don't need to. That all comes down to the me. That's the again, there isn't a dependence on me. In the pasuk itself, the pasuk is teaching what we want to stand, we want to stand in. So in the pasuk is there for that pasuk to teach me.
Well, why does Rashi care? Why does Rashi explain that? If I have a use for it, I have a use for it.
Yeah, but what's the ultimate
purpose? I think the Yavit is going to say what you're saying, but he's going to add meaning. You're on the right kibbutz, yes. The question is, what do we need that for? You're on the right kibbutz. You'll see what I mean in a minute. You see what I mean? After the Marsha, before the Fei Nine problem, somewhere around there. Near the Rishash, maybe right after the Rishash.
Rishash is in
Reisish.
You got
it? Yeah. Right? Yeah, Reisish. See if it's here. I'm that's the name. It's right after the Rishash, probably. Yeah, to be said. Tell him my page. Probably the same page.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, like this. He says, he brings the Rashi. Oh, maybe it's the first part. They separated this out. It's actually, it's in this part. Turn back. There you go. It's in this part. Yeah. He brings the Rashi, and then he says, "Dibe Rashi lo lutzrichem beer." All right, you don't see it.
It's coming. It's not here for 2 weeks.
So let me say, pass it over. I don't know.
Rashi dibe
It's not necessarily the same pages. Yeah,
why is it not here?
Okay.
What's the Dibur Masa?
Rashi.
Rashi.
Really? Rashi's
awesome. I don't have a Ghost
Edition.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is it a portion?
Yeah.
That's
So he says like this. He brings a Rashi and he says like this. David and Rashi are loved with chicken beer. This Rashi needs beer.
Yeah.
The Lechaira to Mu'amein. Lechaira, what's going on in Rashi? Eich Mukhruch, the Hidalach Yudas. Why is it Mukhruch to Rashi that I need Hidr for the drusha of being far away or being in the base of Merchots? Number one, Ha'itzrich Le'akesha. I need it for the Hekesh of our Gemara. And number two, Vesui asks, do me hear the B'dvarim? Maybe me hear the B'dvarim, which was my kasha from Rashi before. So I needed A, for the Hidr of our Gemara to show us that the Kima is not costing money. And B'chlal, like Rashi mentioned before, Hidr B'dvarim. What if Rashi to go all the way to the other part of the drasha to explain why I needed the word Vadart over here? That's the two kashas. V'yeshloimar Rashi kashale. Rashi had a kasha. Oh, look at number base on base. Is it bringing number base on base? That's adding number base on base. I don't know why we bring it there, but maybe it brings it there. No. Okay. Rashi kashale. Rashi was bothered by the following. If the only reason it's Vadarto was to teach me this hekish, im kain minolon the medrash honey da amran amid merachol kemechutz. Say like this. If Vadarto was coming to teach me the hekish tekima, that just like kima, just like Hadarto is not, just like Hadarto is not bitum melacha, so too kima is not bitum melacha. That's what it's doing there. So how did Chazal, how did the Braisa know to learn out the other Hekesh by the base of Merachot and by the Merachot? You already have a use for the word. Who told you to learn that Hekesh? That Josh. Ella, rather, our Kochav, this is what he learns, it's very Geshmak what he learns here. Shrei Gav Nilimudim Dinu, there are two types of Nilimudim going on at the same time. There are two ways of learning from Vadarta. Two different mechanisms of drusha going on at the same time. What does he mean? Echadu a hekesh. Kima lehidah, hidah lekima. There's one thing called the hekesh. Kima to hidah, hidah to kima. That's our Gemara. Just like hidah is not bitum alacha, kima is not bitum alacha. We're makesh kima to hidah. The hekesh, but hekesh nilman me'inyon echad. The mechanism of hekesh, the way of learning Hekesh is always learned out from one inyan. Even if they're not smuchim, by Hekesh you don't need the words to be next to each other. I can be makesh kima to hidah without them being next to each other, using the tool of Hekesh. So that I have a Hekesh, and for Hekesh I don't need smuchim, but I have something else over here. I also have smuchim. The Torah said, "May save a tokim by daita b'nei zokim." If all the Torah wanted was Hekesh, it'd be enough to write B'nei Sevetokim U'B'nei Zokim Tehadar. B'nei Sevetokim U'B'nei Zokim Tehadar. That would be more symmetrical. You didn't need to switch around the pasuk to get Kima and Hidr next to each other. Akokoch, we want something more. We want also to darshan Smuchim. So we say, B'sukah the Medrash Smuchim. The Meloik Sevachim B'nei Sevetokim U'B'nei Zokim Tehadar. Because that would have been enough to make a hekesh in the kima and hidr. And then we would have said, "The hidr b'dvarim ba'alma midas mechinu krab." But since the Torah put them next to each other, shmami no lemejus nami kima shush b'hidr da'ino honey da amron. See, saying like this, had the Torah wrote b'nei seva talkim b'nei zokin teada. That would be enough to say that there's a hekesh in kima and hidr. The hekesh in kima and hidr, number one, right, bitum alacha. Number two, I would also say, like Rashi mentioned before, that the word hidr itself means to mechabit him with dvarim. Meaning Rashi knew all those pshat. You could say all those pshat. It's emes. But that's not what bothered Rashi. What bothered Rashi was what in its smuchim for? Bezech goes of Rashi. We are called the next of head of eight so kima el medish could am run. Why did the David write the next to kima? This is that the only reason it could possibly be is could am run, like we said, to learn out the Beis America and far away. The Chad and Mills and Nineveh, because then we're putting the two together. That's like you were said, that's you go in the right kibun. But by the Rashi is, why do we have to put them right next to each other? The Hidr and the Kima. Because that Rashi is saying we wanted to learn out in Oifan of how to do the Kima. The Kima should be done in a Hudu dick away. That extra Kiddush, not in the base of America, it's not when he's far away. That extra Kiddush is learned out Dafka from the Smichus of the two words. For the other things, your Rabbi would have learned out the other things. But to learn out the other things, it would have been enough to make a Hekesh without requiring the Smichus between the two words. That's what Rashi means. Rashi knew that the other thing is to learn out. Hidr can mean Hidr B'dvarim, like I asked. The Hekesh, to learn out Kima, like our Gemara, like he asks, Enachinami. So why is Rashi's Mashma must be it's coming for these other things? Maybe it must be coming for the other things. No. Because if it's only for the Hekesh to Kima, or if it's only to understand the taitch of hither, hither, b'dvarim, like I was asking, that'd be enough to split up the two words. You don't need them next to each other in the pasuk. But why the smichos? Ah, that must be because it's something else to learn out from here. That it has to be a kima, that's a mahudidik a kima. They're next to each other to teach you. They're one Indian. They have to go together. A mahudidik a kima. What does that teach me? Two things. The Beis HaMerchatz case and then the faraway case. And that's what Rashi was coming to say.
Talking about
Darta, yeah. That, yes, he said the Yavitz is really that's what Rashi wants. The Hekesh alone would tell you what our Gemara says, that just like this is no bit of Malacha, this is no bit of Malacha. It would also tell you maybe to be Mechabit and Bitvarin. It would tell you those things. But that the kima has to be a mahudidika kima, a description of the kima itself. That I learned out from the smichus to the word hidda and the word kima, and those are the examples. Rashi, those are the examples Rashi is giving.
That's only the maskan.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the smichus. Okay. So you're right. This bothered me a little bit. He's explaining, he's answering our kashas and Rashi very geschmack. The question is, if that's the true kavanah of Rashi, what's it got to do with the why do you have to wait to the maskon over here? What's it got to do with the shakma? Rashi's mashma, that there was a havah, meaning that you have to be mahadim him b'mamin. And once we've explained, you don't have to be mahadim him b'mamin, you don't have to be. So now, Rashi's saying what he said. The way the Yavitz explained it, it's not really kashur to whether hidden means moment or not, is it? It's tamah ha'ora, which Rashi could have said earlier or later. Well, why is it here? That's a good point. According to the Yavitz, why is it Rashi here in this spot? I mean, we learned Rashi that it's over here because once that's what we asked on Rashi. We thought Rashi meant once you disqualified moment, what else could it mean? So we're asking on the Rashi. It's very distracting. We're asking on the Rashi. Yeah? And it's not funny. We're asking on the Rashi. Yeah? But the way the Yavetz is explaining it, and his hands are Akasha very good. But now, but why is it here though? Huh? We understood Rashi to mean that's not better. You're not making it better.
A 2-year-old.
No, actually, you are.
Oh, really? I didn't set myself up for that one, did I, right?
Yeah. The problem is, like, you understand what are we saying in Rashi?
The habits.
And that one you for sure have.
It does not. This might have it. That's my fault. Might have it. Like, more does not.
Yeah. We were... One second. This Rashi out Korba. We understood Rashi is saying it over here because it's a result of our Gemara. The result of our Gemara. Our Gemara to have a Mina. that hidden means mammon. Now that it doesn't mean mammon, now that we've come to the conclusion that it doesn't mean mammon, so Rashi says, so I'm now I'll tell you what it means. That's why this Rashi is here. I'm forced to say mitzvah. So now we asked, what do you mean you're forced to say it mean that? It can mean other things. So the Yaivitz answered our kasha. Rashi's not coming to say that. Rashi comes to explain that even though we know we use it for other things, but why the smichus? Rashi's addressing why the smichus. If Rashi's addressing why the smichus, that question, the chayr is a question, independent of whether hidden means mammon or doesn't mean mammon. Whether hidden means mammon or whether hidden means just dvarim, that's a separate issue from the fact of why do we need a smichus. So the way the Yaivitz is explaining the Rashi, yeah, but why is the Rashi here? What is it doing here? I don't know. Either in the beginning or in the end. Yeah. Let me, for example, what are you guys doing?
Talking to each other.
Really? That's crazy. Are you serious? Let me put it to you like this. The way that Yaivitz explains the Rashi. Could the Rashi have been bothered by the same thing, even in the Havamina when we thought Hidr meant Mammon? The way the Yaivitz explaining what's bothering Rashi. Could Rashi have been bothered even in the Havamina when we thought Hidr meant Mammon? Sure, which means the place of this Rashi is quite random, which is a problem. Or it's not random.
What?
That's what we were bothered by, but I'm just saying. What? It could be, but what Rashi was coming to do in his answer, and Yaivitz's answer, what was Rashi coming to do? That's, you're right. But what Rashi was coming to do. What Rashi was coming to do, I don't see why is the Maskon any different than the Havamina.
Essentially, we're saying that the smichus has nothing to do with the Sarkis. The Sarkis are learning out from the fact of the Hesh.
Yes. The fact that. Yeah. That's true. Right. He's saying they mean both. It can mean both. Talking about Daita, yeah, he's saying it means both. That's the idea, right? That's what he's saying. The words talking about Daita have a koyach of hekesh, which that koyach would have had even had the words been separated. And it also has a koyach of smichus specifically because they're next to each other. It has both. You hear?
No.
There's hekesh and there's two different limudim going on at the same time.
So I want to know.
Huh?
You have to see Rashi first. It's like knowing Rashi's hidden. You don't know which one it is.
Okay, fine. It's hard. I don't know. I have to think about it more. It's hard a little bit. According to... You know what Rashi said? You learned it yesterday. Right, that's what's bothering me. According to the guy, what you're actually saying, there's no more kashrut in Haskana than it is to the Havagin. I mean, the photo. Unless he. Or the Lidjosh. You mean you're saying now Rashi the Jesuit, because now that we see there's a Hekish that does not require a smith, and Rashi is saying, and by the way, if you want to know why we need the smith, because it's because of this. So Rashi waited until now, because until now we didn't really speak this out, because there's a Hekish independent of the smith, and that's what's again now. Then no gap so much to the question. Could be. Once the Gemara goes through that there's a Hekish, and Rashi's understanding that for that, you need them to be next to each other, so now he's going to explain to us why they didn't need to be next to each other. No. But he waited till the Gemara spoke that Hekish out. Okay. Again, there's two afanim of drasha. Just to cause it over for those that might have missed it. We have Tokum, we have Badarto. One way of drasha is that whatever we say by Tokum, we also say Badarto. So for example, by Adarta there's no bitum malacha. So by Kimos there's no bitum malacha. That mechuyim to stand up to me about you if you mean about your malacha. Yeah, but yeah, that's a hekesh. But then there's something called the smichus of the words. More than we're makash them to each other, they're actually physically next to each other. Physically, yeah. And from that, I learned that an additional chiddush that the kima has to be a mahudu to kima. The hadarta defines the tokum. And that's how I know that standing up in the bathroom doesn't count. But standing up was too far away. Doesn't count. And that's the two levels of drasha. So Rashi is saying, after we got through with the level of drasha of Hekish, so for that it's good enough that they don't need to be next to each other. Why do they need to be next to each other? So guys should be the other drasha. Okay, Gevaldik. Gevaldik! No offense.
Of course it was offense. Okay,
I want what? Okay. Right.
Is anybody that holds differently? Is that like a machloikus or just a
chiddush diabas? It's a chiddush to explain Rashi, because otherwise we have problems. We don't understand what Rashi's saying, because Rashi's saying our korchuk, you only need it for that, but we have other things here that we need it for. Yeah. Fine, so what are we saying? We're saying that you don't gotta get up if it costs you bit of malacha. Mikan Omu, from here we said, Ain Bali Umnis Rashon Lamboy, Ritamitikhovim. Bali Umnis. Now, the word Rashon is a tricky word, because literally means they're not permitted to get up if Nei Tamitikhovim. So Tysus asks, Tema, my lotion Rashai Shaykh, the magic case, it was also for them to get up. You say they're not mechuyev. So he says, Yishalayim, and the Mayim Ba'ois Kumalech Lechayim. One teretz is they're working for somebody else. So if you're working for somebody else, and there's no mitzvah to get up, it's takasa. Because it's not your cheshbin. Vahash Rashai Lashem Rashom. Then he says, the Divim Shad, Mir Yishalayim, what? Because, what do you mean? No, because then it makes sense to the Tosa. No, but it's not a chiyuv. Meaning it's not a chiyuv. Meaning that's what we're saying. So it's not a chiyuv. The question is, why did it put it for oyvim not allowed? I can't do it if I want. The answer is, well, if you're your own boss, you can do it if you want. But if someone else, you can't. Then he said the different shat mir yeshloim b'sham kama chayavin. That doesn't really mean that. Here's a chiddush. B'sham really means chayavin. So what it says that they're not b'shay means they're not chayiv. It all means ki d'nan be'erkin be'erkin makdash shadeu kama roitz adam litein b'shoy zel oilav av b'yishenu rashay peirish av b'yishenu chayav. And now it's good that it's talking about even when he's doing his own malacha.
Yeah, so then what does it mean? What does it mean, Lamer Shoyim?
They're not chayiv.
Why should they not be chayiv?
Because it's bitter malacha.
Yeah, but it's a bitter. They're malacha, somebody else's malacha.
They're malacha.
They're all.
Then it should be asr.
No. They're all malacha.
Why is it Rashoyim? Why is it asr?
If it's not
right, why is it
saying awesome? What's
happening? The second shot in Tosfos is that the word Rashoyim means chayov.
Are not obligated.
Right? Now, why? What? Yeah, that's the second shot in Tosfos.
I'll tell the first one.
He walks into your office.
I said it before.
He walks into your office and you're about to get a new client. You like to stand there?
I'm not a balonus.
That has never happened before.
So, I just want to point out one thing. No, so the truth is, yeah, so it's Mashma and Toysvis. Listen, it's Mashma and Toysvis. He wanted to say the second pshat because it's taka better. Toysvis' lashon is Bahashta. He says Bahashta Nika, now it's good. Meaning, according to my first, it's Mashman Tois, as he's saying, according to my first shot, I was forced to learn he's working for somebody else. According to my second shot, I'm much happier because I could say he's working for himself. Why are you happier? Why is that better? I mean, why is that a mile over the first shot necessarily?
I don't have to be Chazaran Kis for myself.
I know. But why is the second shot better than the first shot?
No, the first shot is not my own Chazaran Kis, it's my.
Right, and that's why it says Mashad. And that's why it says not allowed. Two pshat. You're not chayiv, we know. The question is, what was the Gemara saying? Either was saying, since you're not chayiv and you're working with someone else, mamela, you're not allowed. Or it's saying, when you're working for yourself, you're not chayiv. Those are two possible options. They both sound fine to me. I'm just saying, why is choice is mashma and the second one's better?
Because if the first one is no, we already know that. This is the whole Gemara in Brachos. You can't bench if you're working for somebody else.
The second one, you don't know it? What do you mean?
And the second one, he has a reason.
If you already know the first one, then you already know the second one plus. The first one includes a coil of the second one.
The first one is you're not allowed to get up, right?
No, the first one.
The first one is you're not allowed to get up. We know that already.
How do you know that?
From other places.
No, you only know that because you're not chayiv. And now that you know you're not chayiv, you know from other places, then if you're not chayiv, you're not allowed to. Two steps. Since we're not chayiv, and now I know from other places, like you said, brothers. Mamela, I'm working with someone else, I'm not allowed to. The second shot is just I'm not chayiv. The first shot's coil of the second shot.
The second shot is the same as better.
Yeah, I'm asking why.
Because the first shot is you're not, the reason why maybe you don't have to is because you're not chayiv. You still don't know if you, if you would be allowed to. You don't know from that if you're working for yourself that you don't have to.
Of course you know that. Because if you have to, then you get up and you're working for someone else.
No.
Yeah.
Do you have to bench?
No.
Do you have to daven?
Yeah, you have to bench or not.
Not if you're working for someone
else. Well, you have to bench. There's different ways of doing it. You can't just skip benching. Different ways of doing it. Daven, Reisha, Elon. There's a gedarim that you have to go by. But you can't just... Right? I mean, is that the... I mean... What? No, what's that? No. There's different gedarim. Okay, you're right. But
so maybe you say, maybe you wouldn't know from that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Okay, but and the first one you would already know. Okay.
This is like the second chapter.
The Tzitzit we had Zalkin said.
Yes, I'm a crop of the word Rashai.
You're not allowed to get up.
I'm not allowed to get up because since it would be my own money, I'm not chayiv to get up. Because I'm not chayiv to get up and beat the malacha, which is what our Gemara says. And the mail that follows, if I'm working with somebody else, I can't get up. That's what I meant by it. It's
Koilo. It might say it's Ganeva.
Why is it Ganeva? Well, but why is it Ganeva? Only because of our Gemara. Only because of our Gemara, that there's no chayiv.
If there's a chayiv of Ksaron Kis, that means I can take someone else's Ksaron Kis.
No, even if you...
Even if there's a chayiv of Ksaron Kis, it's not my business. I can't take money from my boss to do this.
Even without that,
let me. If the halacha would be yes, Ksaron Kis, you know, if that would be the halacha, then can I go and take? Can I do it on that guy's cheshbon?
Yeah, of course. That's what it is.
What? I can take away his money to do a mitzvah. What?
I mean, yeah.
Well, I understand that.
He's mechuyev to let you do it.
I know that you're
mechuyev. He's mechuyev to let you do it.
He's mechuyev to let you do it, but it doesn't mean I can do it.
Of course it does.
What you guys are saying
is that Toys' first shot is wrong. It's not wrong.
Not wrong.
Toys has never meant it's wrong. It's MS. I'm saying, why would he rather...
It's not Negea. It's more of a decision because it's not really Negea to Argamora.
What's the Negea to Argamora? That would be calling it wrong. That's wrong.
It's more of a...
That's called wrong.
It's less Negea to the Drosha, I'm saying. It's a different reason. It's a different reason. It's because of Geneva. It's not because of Ksaron Kis. Not that it's not...
He's also Ksaron Kis.
Yeah.
Right? Drosha said that therefore say that he's not allowed...
On someone else's cheshbon.
Why? And the answer is the same as Russia. Because he's not chayav, he can't do it.
Right.
If he's not chayav, then I'm not allowed.
Right. But the second one is just saying you're not chayav.
For the first one, I'm not chayav.
That means that you are chayav. So come on, say mikan amru.
First one. If I'm not chayav.
No, the Hamina was that you were Chayim. The Hamina was that you were Chayim. Mikan Amru. It's funny tomorrow. Mikan Amru. Once I know you're not Chayim to stand up and Mokam Bittim Agacha, now I know. There's two ways of saying that. I don't know. I think, look at the Toys B'Azokin. Toys B'Azokin says, it says, Enim Rashoin. The first he brings Pirish Rash Belu Trefus. No.
I don't have
a third to be a second. Brings the first shot. Then he says, but Lishna das Sukim Bimalach Ton, Loi Mashma, Melechas Acherim, Elamash, Melechas Atzmon. I think it's saying Pashit. He brings the first trap that it means you're working for somebody else. And then he says, call about the woman that's starting to be named. Then he says,
the whole Gemara is mashing more than it's talking about himself.
That the words as sukim b'malachton is not mashing like that. It's malach, it's mashing, but the own malacha. So therefore, at the very end, skip to the end, he brings other rayas. In the last line, he says, Elevadai, and those be a zokin. Elevadai, let the second shot in Toysus. Eidim Ashon mitzad achiv, komar, means they're not chayiv. Shatar lo tzipsu shikum and itamid chomin. The Torah does not command him to stand up. Bishar shoyskum and malacha. Hilkok, therefore, Eidim Ashon lasut kain, and it's a siddur. Vu kemoi, Eidim Chayov, and it's as if it said they're not chayiv. What is he saying? Oiskin Olachdom is more mashma than the. What? No. What? Malachas Balabayis or.
I don't agree with that. If you have a fee to spend money on a mitzvah, it doesn't mean that you can force someone else to spend money on that mitzvah.
No, I'm sure there are.
adjustments you might have to make.
By the way,
how can their own boy, how can a Jewish owner tell someone,
like,
don't do a
mitzvah? Yeah. One second. Toys asks for carrot. He says it would be working. He has to catch up a carrot on the first shot. The opposite of what you guys are saying. That he's saying. He says, if it meant you're working with somebody else, he says, even if you're not chayv, you could do it. He says, because you'll do it and pay them the money that you were about to.
So you're not going to spend the guy's money.
Yeah.
You're not going to spend his dime. You're not doing
so
that.
So he says...
Why is that?
The other case is like... spending money. You know, that's you and Hashem. And when it comes to like this, it's...
It means you'll sign out.
Versus... Maybe you might say that that's not considered a hinder to stand when you're stealing from the other guy.
Yeah.
It's true. It's still two things going on. Like,
it's a different gathering. It's a different. Okay, I'll go upon him. Yeah, fine. We'll stop here. We'll finish this off tomorrow. And then we'll.
Very good.